With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Ramazani's made a great run, and he tries a shot, and he produces a goal, a fitting goal, to finish the home programme here at Elland Road. It's a terrific through ball again, and it's a fine finish from Lahji Ramazani, and there it is. The full-time whistle goes, and Leeds United's home campaign comes to an end. 18 victories, 4 draws, and just 1 defeat. And
there you are.
Oh, that was terrific.
Thank you. His name is Bryn Law.
not enough people use the word terrific. 4-0 last night?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a hell of a win.
Never in doubt, Dom.
Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. Oh.
So you might win the league.
Yeah. It's so tight.
Yeah.
Burnley.
First and second on the same amount of points.
Yeah, you're 13 ahead on goal difference.
Yeah.
So it might come down to that. You never know.
So you get anything more if you come first?
Well, you get a trophy, obviously, but you get a trophy for second now as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you get a lot of money?
Yeah.
So you can buy fun players.
Yeah.
No.
Do you get more money if you come first?
I think, do you know, I actually don't know, but I assume so.
Surely.
You should do.
Must be more than just a trophy.
It's mainly the TV rights.
They give you £1 million if you win the league, and if you're second, they give you 250,000.
That's right. That's exactly, yeah.
Championship clubs receive...
Here we go.
Around £5 million in solidarity money. Hang on.
Anyway, so, yeah. Watched the game last night, and it's so close. So we're already... Leeds are already promoted.
Yeah.
Right.
So this time next year, I'll be like, it's a stupid league. I didn't want to be in it anyway.
Listen, I think you're going to spend quite big in the summer. Because you got Red Bull now, haven't you?
Yeah.
You got the Red Bull money.
But then what's happening with that Rangers thing? Is that happening?
I don't know.
And then there's talk of extending the stadium at Elland Road and all of that.
Mm.
Like, who knows what's...
That would be a good idea.
Well, it's a one-club city. There's only one football team in Leeds.
Yeah.
And that's Leeds. Morning, by the way. I've not said good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning, Great Britain. And hello to the world.
Morning, everyone.
So, yeah, so every game, it's packed.
Mm.
And, you know, it's, what, 35,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So you could absolutely have more people go. And there's a waiting list. Like a lot of clubs, there's a big waiting list and all of that.
You could have 50,000 seater there and fill it.
Yeah.
Easily.
Defo. So, yeah, so final game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be... Well, it's last night was at Elland Road. Saturday's game is at Plymouth Argyle.
Yes.
But I will be in Coventry because we've got the show in... I'm DJing in Coventry after the Coventry match.
Yeah.
So I really could do with Coventry staying in the playoffs.
Not spoiling the party, basically. You want... Yeah. You want Coventry to still be in it.
Now, you've seen the table, right?
It's very, very tight.
So, I need Leeds United to win on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Burnley to draw or lose so that we win the title. That would be the icing on the cake. If we're second, well, boo-hoo, I won't be that bothered. It would be nice to just win.
Yeah, even if you both draw, you'll still win the championship.
Yes, correct.
On goal difference.
However, also at the same time running parallel with this, I'm DJing at Saturday after the Coventry game in Coventry at the arena, which is the arena and the stadium and the hotel. It's all pretty much one thing, really. So... I could do with Coventry winning on Saturday as well, so they stay in the playoff positions.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, it's tight. It's really tight, because Millwall are on the same points as Coventry, and
that's
Millwall
right.
play Burnley.
Correct.
So it's all to play for,
so
for Millwall.
Everything has gone down to the wire. Yeah. Even my gig has been affected by this.
Makes it more fun, though, doesn't it?
Always a lot.
So Burnley in second place beat Millwall. So I could do with Millwall beating Burnley and then Leeds win and then we win the trophy. However, Coventry are in sixth place with 66 points and Millwall are in seventh place with 66 points.
Yeah.
So I need Millwall to lose, but I also need Blackburn Rovers to lose. I also need Middlesbrough to lose.
Yes, there's a lot of variations on what could happen.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to make a spreadsheet.
I would.
I'm going to have to literally work it all out like some weird family tree.
It's all the permutations.
So I'm excited about that. I put a bet on the game last night.
Oh.
I put a couple of bets on, to be fair.
Really? And they won?
Well, I had a 3-0 bet. Mm. And so did my mate Martin.
Oh, right.
So you didn't want the fourth to come in.
And I had a 4-0 bet as well.
Oh,
I went a bit crazy. And then after the third goal, I'm like, I don't think we're going to score a fourth here. I'll just cash out. Made a couple of quid.
Mm.
And I'm talking, by the way, a couple of quid.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about...
Thousands of pounds.
I cashed out one bet. I put £10 on something and I cashed out at £9.25 because I was like, this ain't going to happen, so I may as well get pretty much my money back. And Martin texts me going, are you going to cash out at 3-0? I went, yeah, I might do. I'm not sure here. I might, because knowing my luck, we'll score a fourth goal. And then it got a little bit, ooh, and I'm like, I'll cash out. And then they scored a fourth.
Amazing result.
So, just as maybe my luck has changed.
So?
Well, let's see. It's about time.
I won on the lottery again the other week.
Did you?
I did. Again.
On which one? The Lotto or the
Euro
Millions? Did you?
Yeah.
How much you got? Can we ask how much you got?
Three syllables done. Lucky dip.
Oh, you've won a lucky dip.
Hello.
That's good, isn't it?
Hello.
Gosh. It hasn't changed you.
It's
still the same.
No. You're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am still here.
Still graft.
If I win the Euro Millions,
then... Yeah, that's tonight, isn't
see
it?
See you later.
Then I'm off. I don't know how much that is, but if I win that, then you won't see my ass for dust.
Let me tell you.
Private
jets. It'll be a lot of money.
Champagne for breakfast. I'm off.
72 million tonight.
Do you know...
Is the jackpot.
Now, you know I've always said I want 350 million.
Right, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
350 million... You need that.
You need.
Yes, you do.
Right.
Would 72 not be enough?
72 would be okay.
Mm.
And that would absolutely be fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a monster. I'm not greedy.
Right.
But you need really 350 million.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sounds a lot of money.
I would be happy with 72.
Okay, Dom. Dom, you win the Euro Millions. Let's not put an amount on it. You win the Euro Millions.
Yeah.
Okay, it's life-changing money, even though you're not allowed to say life-changing, although we're not doing a competition, so I can use it in this context.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, as that script, you know, they always give me that script to the Euro Millions, and they made me go, imagine what you could do with that.
Yeah.
Like anyone's playing the lottery and not imagining what they'd do if they win.
Yeah.
So you win.
Mm.
Okay.
A considerable amount of cash.
Stupid amount of money.
Right.
What do you want to do?
The first thing you want to do is have an incredible holiday. I mean, an incredible holiday.
Where do you want to go?
I'd like to go to the Maldives.
And who do you want to bring with you?
Everybody I know.
How are you going to get there?
Fly.
Okay.
I'll get that boat.
You're going to fly first class?
Yes.
Are you going to fly the whole family out?
Yes, everyone's coming.
All right, so what we're looking at?
I've just won.
We're looking at 8 people. And you bring in...
Bring mum and dad as well.
Mum and dad, 10.
Yeah, that's 10 of us, why not?
Okay.
10 of us.
Okay, now listen, I got a great travel agent. Here he comes. Hi, Dom.
Huh?
If you want, we can actually get your own plane.
Right.
You can charter... Ooh. Like a proper passenger plane.
Great.
But all the seats are business.
Yes.
So you could... So you, it's 60 seats on the plane. I'm making this up.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
I'd like
but
to do
obviously that.
That
comes with a price.
That's fine. I've won a lot of money. I'll do that, please.
How much is it?
It's £1 million.
Ah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's £1 million. The whole trip will be £1 million if
Whoa.
You want to do it.
Do EasyJet fly there as well?
See now I'm starting to see the flaw in this conversation because it's you and you would go, oh no, hold on.
Well, it depends how much I've won. Hold I'm not going to spend £1 million on flight.
You won £72 million.
Yeah.
You'd only have 71 left.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now you wouldn't do it, would you?
I don't know.
72 million and you wanted to fly all your friends and family out to the Maldives, it was going to cost £1 million to cover everything.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it, would you?
I don't know.
You just won 72 million.
I think
you cheap get.
No, it's not that. I worry that I would go a bit, not Mickey Carroll berserk, but you know what I mean? I worry that I'd blow it very quickly.
But imagine if someone said to you, Dom, you've won £71 million.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's amazing.
Get out of town.
So let's say you'd had 72.
Yeah, it's only £1 million, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pop true. That million to one side.
When you say it like that, yes.
If you won £69 million and somebody said, how much did you win?
Mm.
Would you go, is it 69 million? Or let's say you won £69,200,000.
Right.
Or would you go, 70? Best part of 70 million.
7 million, yeah.
So
you're still £800,000 off. Mad, isn't it? So much money. Can't get your head around it.
You could pay Mo Salah to just come and live in your house for a week.
I could play football with Mo Salah for a week. That'd be great. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
You could just live in the same house.
Mm. Yeah.
And just go, do you know, my life is not going to change. I'm going to get up and go to work and all of that. Holidays are going to change.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just going to do really mad things that I want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to get up Monday morning and go to work.
Yeah.
We're going to stay in the same house. I'm not going to buy a new car, but I have booked Mo Salah to come to my house to teach me how to take free kicks.
Well, this is it. Nobody tells you how to spend your money, do you? If you won 72 million, there's nobody there go, you can't buy that.
What are you doing for the weekend? Nothing. We're just going to have a barbecue. Are you getting caterers in? No. I love doing a barbecue, so we're going to go to Tesco and get all the sausages and the burgers and everything. I'm going to do the barbecue, going to get some Prosecco in and have a drink. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, and I've got Gary Barlow coming around to sing a few songs.
Yeah, what are you doing those first kind of few days?
I'm always fascinated as well. What is your initial reaction when you...
listening who's won the lottery?
When you find out you've actually won the jackpot, what goes through your head?
Yeah.
What, for that half a second, what do you actually do?
Double-check your numbers.
What do you do?
Well, I've always said it must be, because I've never won millions of pounds in the lottery, but surely it must be... You have your six numbers or whatever, and there's your six numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ah! And you ring the number, and they go, we need to check, we need to do this, blah, blah, blah. I can confirm you have won.
Mm.
Now, there's been another winner, or there's another. We need to check to see if there's any other winners,
right?
Before we can tell you exactly how much you've won, because you share it. Let's just say you pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I've always said this.
Ah, wait,
what if it's £10 million, right? Yeah. However, that particular week, 63 people have chosen the same numbers that you chose.
Mm.
And then that 10 million gets divided 63 ways.
Yeah, it's, you shouldn't be annoyed, but you would.
I think you would be.
You would be, wouldn't you?
Right. But then let's just say you're the only winner. You win £10 million.
Great.
They ain't putting that into your bank account there and then.
No.
And then
there's got to be some checks, hasn't there?
There's got to be a few checks. There's got to be a few days. There's got to be all of this, right? Yeah. So then,
what do you do that night?
So, well, you go to the pub, and do you? If you tell everyone and you go, listen, don't say anything. We won 10 million on the lottery tonight.
Mm.
Your mate's going to go, oh, get the drinks in. You're going to go, well, we haven't been paid yet.
Yeah.
No. And also, it's not the end of the month yet, so. I've got no money.
Yeah, cash.
You might have been like that. Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah, 10 million. Yeah, of course you did. I don't think anyone would believe you.
No, they wouldn't.
And you're not going to bring the ticket out to show people because you're going to lock that, you're going to hide that.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I think you'd have an amazing high and then not necessarily a low, but I think you'd go from a high to kind of no man's land where you're like, well I don't have the money yet. It's not a thing.
Mm.
And also, then when you do get it, like, you're not used to spending stupid amounts of money. So no. Even if you said, right, I'm going to go and buy myself a new car.
Yeah.
Would you still be really nervous spending, I don't know, 80 grand on a beautiful car when you're like, oh, I can't do it.
It's weird, isn't it? Somebody's saying lottery winners go bankrupt more often and faster than regular people. I guess I understand that.
Yeah.
Because you're not used to it. And you're just going to go a bit bonkers.
There's two ways you could look at it. And I've always said this. If you win a stupid amount of money in the lottery, you can go nuts and have the best time ever.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a time you'll have. And then the other extreme of that is that you're just really sensible and you go, well, do you know what? We won £10 million, so we...
pay off your debts.
We give ourselves, like...
yeah.
We never spend more than £200,000 in a year.
Mm.
Because that means that over the next 5 years...
mm.
Like, I know I've got what I've got left.
Yeah.
We're covered for life. The kids are covered. Their kids are probably covered.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think there's any wrong way of doing it. Like, they always say about the people the lottery millionaires who squandered their money. They had the best time.
Absolutely. Incredible time.
They had
time.
The best time.
Mickey doesn't regret any of it, does he?
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
I don't think you should.
He
had a ball. What a life
he
had.
Good time, didn't he? Didn't he buy a load of stock cars and just race around his gardens?
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Would you?
I'd buy a load of machinery.
you could buy the biggest crane ever.
I genuinely would do that.
Yeah.
Excavators.
Pile drivers.
Just like driving around your field digging holes. Mm-hmm. Be great.
See, this is what I mean. You could literally stay living in the same place that you live.
Yeah.
Right? Come to work every day, but knowing that you've got a stupid amount of money. So let's say you're walking down the street and there's a building site and there's a fella on a crane. And you go, oh, I love cranes. Excuse me. Where's the foreman, the guy in charge? Oh, that's Jeff. Hey, Jeff. My name's James. I love cranes. How much for me to go and have a go? What? How much for me to go and have a go? I'll give you £1,000 cash now. Up you go, up the ladder.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what an afternoon.
Go home. Chelsea's there, tied to the radiator. How was work today? Yeah, fine. Oh, I worked a crane for 20 minutes.
Yeah?
Only cost me a grand.
You'd have a lovely time. You'd pay that, wouldn't you?
I would. But that's money well spent.
Yeah.
Someone's texting to say you should listen in to calls made to the National Lottery where people call to say they've won. They're brilliant.
I've heard a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I just don't know what my reaction would be.
Well, it wouldn't be real because it wouldn't be it's not a physical thing. You wouldn't have, and even when it went into your account, it's just numbers on a screen.
Yeah.
But it's not like they turn up with like they reverse a lorry into your drive. Or guys turn up in suits and dark glasses with loads of briefcases.
I wonder if they tell you to get a different bank account. I always think that. Like, don't, if you say you got your money in Steve's bank or something like that, they might say,
Banker Dave.
Banker Dave.
Banker
Dave. Don't put 70 million into that. Go and, you know what I mean? Go and open an account at wherever is the poshest bank account you can get. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that I won't ever have to worry
in
about.
In NatWest, won't it? With the piggies.
NatWest, probably NatWest. Get the piggy collection, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You can get all the piggies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get actual piggies.
Get probably. It in 50s.
I was watching Bank of Dave the other day.
He's a nice guy. I'd love to meet him.
I told you, I saw him and his missus walking through Leicester Square one morning.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'd do. I'd learn how to be a helicopter pilot. That's what I'd spend my money on.
I watched a video of Dave from Bank of Dave in a helicopter, I think with his missus, and they were going to a pub for fish and chips. And this pub had 3 helicopter landing pads.
Which is brilliant.
That's great. 3.
Now, if you've got a country pub, thank God I said that right, and you've got the space, stick a helicopter landing pad there.
Mm.
Because rich people with helicopters need to fly to places that have got helicopter landing pads.
They eat too, don't they?
So, I'm going to this pub. It's got 3 helicopter landing pads and they do best fish and chips. Do they do the best fish and chips, or is it just handy because they've got a helicopter landing pad? That pub's, whoever runs that, they're a genius.
Goldmine.
He's always flying around in his helicopter. Nah! But he has to shout because he's always filmed in the helicopter. Yeah. But I think he's so used to doing these videos where he's shouting.
Mm.
Even when he's on the ground, he's shouting.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of people ask me, is the autopilot on the helicopter? Well, on some, and there's the autopilot on this. I'll show you what you do. Film there, love. What you do, and he's always telling them where to film. Film that.
Film that.
Banker Dave.
He's got it sorted, hasn't he?
Has he still got, like, is his main thing the mini...
The vans.
Yeah, mini buses and vans and whatnot.
Well, I don't know. I wonder whether the bank's kind of taken up. Well, actually,
like, does he make money by having the bank?
Or maybe not. His goal of that was to make things accessible and people, wasn't it? So maybe it is. He sells vans.
This is how successful he is. They made a film about his life, and they made a second film about his life.
Mm.
Freddie Mercury only got one.
He did.
He's helped loads of people.
Bob Dylan got one. Banker Dave's had 2.
Yeah. That's Dave for you.
And Def Leppard's in it.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people ask me, how much does it cost to run a helicopter? Well, let me show you the fuel. Film that there, love. As you can see, I've got 1/2 a tank of fuel.
Fuel.
Have you not watched his videos?
I've not seen much of his
helicopter and screams.
Great.
I like him. We should get him on and ask him, what do you do with your money? Because that's not personal.
No, it's not personal. He wouldn't mind talking about it, probably.
Do you own a quad bike?
Yeah, I bet he's got a quad bike.
But when he goes on holiday, he said that he went to Tenerife or somewhere, I don't know, somewhere down that way. And he was like, you could fly your helicopter here, or you can get EasyJet like what I did.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he's still...
He's clever, isn't he? Clever with his cash.
He's not splashing it.
Yeah.
No. Hey, we got Richard Coles in. So do I need to call him the Reverend Richard Coles?
I think so.
All right, we got the... Father Dickie Coles coming in.
Yeah, Rev.
I don't think he insists on being called Reverend.
Call him Rev.
Does Reverend Richard Coles hate Reverend and the Makers?
Oh, I bet he does.
Because Reverend Richard Coles is an actual Reverend.
Yes.
And Reverend and the Makers, I don't believe, has passed the clergy test.
I don't think they're clergy, are they? Reverend and the Makers. You should tell him about your altar boy days and stuff when you used to do all that.
Sound a bit creepy?
No. I mean, it'd be interesting.
Sound about when I used to dress up in a cassock when I was a young schoolboy.
He's a man of the church, isn't he?
Well, he was. I don't know if he still is.
He's still reverend.
Do you think he really believes it?
Well, it could be
an
open question, can't it?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to be rude, but like, you know, maybe it was like, no, I just kind of like the story of it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the hours.
Yeah. You can live
the hours were good. You know, Monday to Friday, pretty much do what you want.
Yeah,
the day's your own.
That's true.
You know, busy at weekends, but that's fine.
Sundays are a nightmare.
I didn't realise he was 1/2 of the Communards. I thought it was a bit like, you know, Professor Brian Cox was the keys in D-Ream.
Right.
But I thought he's just keyboard player. He's the other half of the Communards.
Oh, there's only 2 of them, innit?
Well, it was Jimmy Somerville, Richard Coles, and about 8 women.
Right.
And, but I think he played in Bronski Beat as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I think Jimmy Somerville asked him to play saxophone or whatever, and oboe, whatever Bronski beat.
Yes, don't know.
Whatever that is, and it ain't necessarily so. And he's a great keyboard player.
Yeah.
So we've brought in a keyboard into the studio, so when the Reverend Richard Coles come in, hopefully he could just play the piano. That's if he remembers.
It's massive.
Give it a tinkle, Dom.
Let me turn it on.
See, now this is the thing, because we've got this keyboard in the studio, it's game over. The fact that it's taken 24 minutes for me to mention it is a miracle.
Lovely.
Sounds nice. Oh.
Oh.
Don't know what the next bit
is. Is that it?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, move that mic down there. Give it some
welly.
There you go. Do you want Hello by Lionel Richie?
Oh, hold on, let me put your mic on. What are you going to sing?
Hello by Lionel Richie.
Beautiful. Can I just stop you?
Absolutely.
Can I stop you?
Yes, you can.
You do this all the time, every time. Every it's time always, you get on the...
It's because I like the fact that you like Hello by Lionel Richie.
I do, but you know that's not the intro to Hello by Lionel Richie. And you've done this gag for 20 years.
Isn't it?
Okay, play me what you think is the intro to Lionel Richie's Hello, and I will find the intro to Lionel Richie's Hello.
Oh, it's very hissy, isn't it?
Now, can I play you the actual intro? This is it.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Same chords, though. Oh.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Now, can you play along? Here we go.
Sure.
Wait.
You inside my mind. And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you
is Lionel and which is Dom.
You're all I've ever wanted.
You're gonna sing it, Dom.
My arms are open wide.
Sing it, Dom. Sing it, Dom. Go on.
Tell me how.
Oh, just what to say.
And you know just what to do.
And I want to tell you so much.
I want to tell you so much.
I swear I don't know where it does.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
He doesn't do that. Lionel doesn't.
He should.
He should have done that. Mm,
missed out. No,
this is why we need it wired through the desk as well.
Yeah, it's a massive keyboard.
He's picking it.
Lovely. Isn't it?
Now, who plays keys? Who can play the keyboards on this show?
James and Pip.
And Pippa. I can play. Oh,
Captain, can you play?
No, I can't.
Phoenix?
Not that well, no.
Okay, that's a no then.
I mean, I've set the standard pretty high, though.
So, you know what? It's the what time's Reverend coming in? 8:30. So that means between now and 8:30, Pippa will play the piano.
Yep.
James will play the piano.
No,
Do you not want to?
Oh, you're good.
I can't play anymore. I haven't played it for years.
When are you grade 8?
Pippa, did you not just hear what Dom did?
Yeah.
No. I can't.
Grade 8.
Oh, I can't remember any of it. My fingers are too long.
You got piano playing fingers?
No, they're too long.
You're a pianist.
Hey,
she's not.
Remember.
She's brilliant, Dom. You leave her alone. Well, anyway, we'll have keyboard fun later with Richard Coles and probably between now and then, let's be honest. Thank you for watching the first 25 minutes. Dominic Byrne's got the news next. Bye.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarles ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to play BetVictor's daily free-to-play guaranteed prize wheel.
What guaranteed prizes does this guaranteed prize wheel guarantee?
The guaranteed prize wheel means you're guaranteed to win prizes, like free bets, free spins, exclusive offers, and cash. Guaranteed.
What was it called again?
The guaranteed prize wheel.
Well, I guarantee I'll give it a spin.
And I guarantee you'll win a prize.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor's guaranteed prize wheel. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Opt in and spin the wheel. Rewards expire 24 hours after claiming. Gambleaware.org.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that? Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by Mastercard International.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the power is largely back on in Spain now after a massive outage that's also hit Portugal. Public transport networks had to be shut down while phone lines and cash machines were knocked out. Travel journalist Simon Calder has told Radio X it wasn't ideal for Brits on holiday.
When you went out for dinner, you had to fish around for euros because payment systems weren't working. One of the big problems for people flying back from Spain and Portugal was that they just couldn't reach the blimmin' airport.
In other news this morning, people convicted of sex offences could be banned from seeking asylum in the UK. As it stands, we can reject claims from somebody who's been in jail for more than a year, but the government wants that changed to include anyone put on a sex offenders register. Prime Minister Mark Carney's declared victory in the Canadian election. The Liberals were heading for a big defeat, but managed to turn things round after the US President Donald Trump said he wanted the country to become the 51st state. Figures show there's been the sharpest rise in the price of food in almost a year. The cost of things like bread, meat and fish is 2.6% higher than it was a year ago. And football is a step closer to getting an independent regulator after MPs voted to bring one in. Amendments to the Football Governance Bill will now be considered.
Sport.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is telling his players to make history tonight. They've got PSG in their Champions League semi-final first leg at the Emirates. Arsenal have never lifted the European Cup. and have only reached the final once.
A lot of people that has worked at the club for many, many, many years, and they've never been in this position, you know, so that tells you how unique and beautiful it is. And yeah, it's the nicest competition for any European club. We never done it, so we need to earn the right to be in that final.
And already promoted Leeds United are still in pole position to win the championship title. That follows a 4-0 victory over Bristol City last night. So they go into the final round of fixtures on the same points as Burnley, but considerably better on goal difference.
Oh.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A few showers around to start with for parts of Scotland. Elsewhere, dry, warm and sunny for the rest of the UK. Temperatures hitting around 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
You know what, Dom? If you want a job doing, you just do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Let me explain.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So, the crack squad of production staff on the Chris Miles Show that include Pepper Taylor, James Robinson, Phoenix, Captain Crackbeard, and yourself.
Yeah.
Plus John.
Yeah.
He's in the background. Thought the best way to get the piano sounding as good as it can be was to just shove a microphone next to the speaker on the keyboard that we've got.
Just sound a bit
and I'm
busy.
Like, should we not wire it in through to the desk properly? And James goes, did you want us to do that? So he's like,
it sounds all right.
He's on the phone to the engineer. He's on the phone to the engineers and all that. He's sending photos of jacks and plugs and things like that. And then I'm like, what about this wire here? And he goes, oh yeah, we can plug that in. It's done.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Is so
if you
is just, it through the thing? Then?
Yeah. So if you just hit it now, it should play. I need to do.
Oh.
We've got to do a sound check, Dom.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
And then that mic will
Hello.
Be there, so I can put a bit of reverb on.
Hello, I'm in the Communards. That sounds lovely.
That does sound like the intro to Jamie and the Magic Torch, by the way.
Oh yeah. It does, doesn't it? Oh, well done. That's
very nice.
The only thing is I can't play the intro to Jamie the Magic Torch now because that's my lead that I use.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you are.
Oh, wow.
Fixed. Anyway, James was just playing on the keyboards during the adverts.
He smoke was coming off his fingers.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
No, there was no smoke.
You were playing very well.
Is that when Chelsea's attached to the radiator? Are you sneaking out and having piano lessons?
No. Firstly, Chelsea's not attached to the radiator. But no. I had piano lessons when I was like 10, 11.
But for how long?
3 years.
Wow.
Wow. That sounded lovely what you just played.
Did grade two.
You played at the Tan Hill Inn, if I remember
did
right.
You? I can't remember much about that.
Go on, sorry.
No, I was just, we were wheeling in the manager who was like on the top of it.
Yeah, they wheeled in a piano.
That was a weird night.
Yeah.
Was.
I don't remember much from about 9:30 onwards. Really.
I remember trying to go to bed and a member of staff banging on the door of my room saying, get back down to the bar! And I'm thinking, if it wasn't for the show, this would be my perfect pub.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't leaving.
Okay. Yeah.
So you learned to play in Brownhaven?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
For Miss Thomas, he taught me. Sally.
Sally?
Yeah.
Bang, 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 Rocket Man! Bang, 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 bang. Do you actually know how to play?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, well, she taught you very well.
Thanks.
It sounded...
What would you like to play for us?
Come on, James.
What do you want to hear?
What you would just play?
Oh, a bit
playing.
Of Rachmaninoff would be lovely.
Don't you play Queen?
I can play Queen.
Oh, great. Hammer to Fall?
Yeah.
That'd come on, lovely. Do you?
Yeah.
Come on. Step
can
up.
Can you do Innuendo?
It's quite... No, I can't do innuendo.
Oh, okay. Friends will be friends.
Hammer to Fall would be awesome.
Guitar solo.
If James could play Hammer to Fall on the keyboard with absolutely no prep whatsoever, I'll be amazed.
Come on.
No, I can't do Hammer to Fall.
If you were to choose a Queen song, which one would you go for?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, then. Well, go and have a go.
Come on, James.
Look.
Is there headphones on there?
Tonight, James is playing Bohemian Rhapsody.
I haven't played in ages, so hello.
Okay.
Where's the pedal?
Oh, he wants to use the pedal. That. Oh, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. Where's the pedal? 222. Hello, hello.
Reverb.
He's brought his own keyboard.
Oh. The keyboard's too wide for his little tiny childlike hands. Chelsea's tied to a radiator.
Sorry. See, I haven't played in ages.
The star is lovely.
Stop a second. As somebody, I don't play keyboards. Is that a tricky thing to play?
You've got to cross your hands, haven't you?
Yeah.
It looks tricky.
It was. Well, I can't play it very well.
Okay, so what can you play well? Why would you choose something that's quite difficult to play?
Because you said Queen. Toy Story.
Hang on a sec. Stop. I'm annoyed now.
Yeah.
Do you remember at Chris's birthday show?
Yeah.
I had to do the Toy Story thing, and I've only ever played it while I was drunk in an Indian restaurant. You're sat there, and you can do it.
I didn't want to jump in.
James played the keys on the original version.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I love that song.
Now, hold on. You learn to play that in your piano lessons?
No.
You just learned it yourself?
I went off and did that.
You went to you watched Toy Story, and you went, that's a bit of me.
Yeah.
Matthew said for the first time ever, James is impressed.
Oh, I know. Well. Hey, I'm with you. I'm totally with
you. Really good, James.
We know you don't forget it. Yeah.
Very good.
The irony. It's weird that you don't forget it.
It's a very nice piano.
I can't believe you can play it.
Well, were you playing a bit of Rod Stewart's story? Were you playing a bit of Handbags and Glad Rags?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Less Rod Stewart, more Kirsten Stewart.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Oh, that's big.
Can you play any communards? If you can, then we can cancel the rev.
Yeah.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
See, now you're not getting itchy fingers, Pip.
No.
Really?
Really?
I haven't played for years.
That's very good, James.
Yeah. I miss playing the piano.
Oh, then we'll go out and get a keyboard
then.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, go and buy a keyboard.
There we go, we sorted that problem out. What else is going on in your life?
Yvonne says, this is making James kind of hot.
Oh,
God, I wouldn't say that.
Morning, Yvonne.
Yvonne, sorry, James.
My mistake.
Oh, we still got... Well, what
about... No, he's getting itchy. Look at him now.
What else do you want to play?
You'll get him off now.
What do you want?
Do you know any more Radio X-y stuff just to keep Devo off our backs?
Elton, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, stop. You fascinate me. You really do. Wow, you had to go to the vote, didn't you?
I love it.
Why on earth, out of all the Elton John songs that you wanted to learn, did you choose...
At GCSE, when I did music, I had to learn 3 songs.
And you thought, do you know, can you feel the love tonight?
Yeah.
That's me.
This will impress the girls.
That's a great song, though.
Can you sing it as well? People are asking if you could sing it to Chris as well as playing it.
No, I can.
So you had to learn 3 piano pieces.
Yeah.
And what were the other 2 songs you did?
A Toy Story.
Right, of course.
And...
Handbags and Glad Rags?
No, another Queen one.
Stop me now, don't
you? Oh, yeah.
Andy's saying, just clarifying, this is not making James hot for me.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that.
Well, I disagree.
Captain, are you impressed?
I hate to compliment James, but I really am.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It hurts, doesn't it? But that's amazing, James.
I'm with you.
Lovely, that.
What was that? You want to hear me play, Captain?
Come on.
Oh, boy, do I.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Step up.
You know, I told you the thing that if you can't play the piano, like I can't play the piano, just learn 2 chords.
That's it.
2 chords.
Yeah.
And then you walk past the piano, you hit the 2 chords, and you go, oh, nice. And you walk off. And someone goes, do you play? And you go, yeah, I don't want to play.
Yeah, I haven't got time tonight.
It works, though. It works a treat, Dom. I'll show you.
Come on.
I'll show you.
See, this is me.
You and I are walking into a hotel bar for a drink.
This is me in a pub after a few beers. If there's a piano or a guitar, you've got to play it.
I go, oh, look, there's a piano.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Oh, nice, that, yeah. Good.
Oh, no, see, that sounds nice.
And then you
nice.
Walk off. Oh. You leave it.
Can you do some there. More of that?
Leave it there. Wow. People think you can play.
A little tease.
And then you just go, do you play? I've not played in years. I've not played in years. But then what you, the opposite of that, where you go, nah, I've not played in years. Then you leap towards it like a gazelle, absolutely. Like James just did.
Yeah. Very good, James.
Oh, you did.
Oh, you really did.
It's nice playing the piano, and I wish I miss it.
Buy yourself a keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a room
I've
in
got
your flat
one, I've got one away, but yeah, I should do
well,
it.
Don't have it away, so to speak. Jay in Basingstoke is literally stunned.
Yeah,
by
me. I am. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Amazing.
God, the days when we've had no material on the show and it turns out that old Richard Clayderman over here we could have filled a good 2 hours with him just, you know, taking requests.
I love the admiration in Chris's voice, says Jane.
It's
yes,
there.
It's a proper admiration.
Now, is he better than you?
Oh, much better.
No, I am not.
Oh, no, much better. I can't do all that.
You've got... So he just gave us a couple of Queen songs, yeah. Elton John, whatnot. You gave us Lionel Richie's Hello, which doesn't sound anything like Lionel Richie's
That's
Hello.
That's what I like to do.
What's your other one, your drunk go-to, do you remember?
Is it Hit the Road, Jack?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Dominic Byrne's drunken piano playing has always Hit the Road, Jack.
Oh, I see.
You need your headphones on, otherwise you can't hear it.
Oh, no, that's wrong. Sorry.
There we go.
And I can do it further down here.
That's better.
Yeah, that's good. So you've got that bit going around. That's lovely. And then... But you know the song changes.
Does it?
Yeah.
What's it changed to? I haven't learned the
well,
change.
Why do you sing it as you're playing
hit
it?
Hit the road. Whoa, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Here we go.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. I sound a bit like Ray.
And then where does it go next?
Oh, woman, don't treat me this way.
Yep.
I'll be back on my feet someday.
Yep.
I don't care if you do, it's understood.
Mm-hmm.
You got no money, you ain't no good. I guess if you say so.
Yep.
Have to pack my things and go. That's right, hit the road, Jack.
There you go. See, you're right, actually. It doesn't change. It stays the same all the way through.
It's like the podcast.
Huh?
It's like the podcast.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Fun with a keyboard in a radio studio. And it's only 7:15.
Radio X. Coming up, more of a little bit of this and perhaps a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
You might know him from the Communards or from the church. Reverend Richard Coles is joining us on the show after 8.
Amen.
Plus, we love the letters you send Dom in the mail and the emails to dom@radiox.co.uk, and we'll read them all shortly. Have a totally tip-top Tuesday, you legends.
The Chris Miles Show.
Thank you, Paul Turner.
Radio X.
All right, so... The Reverend Richard Coles will be coming in later. We'll have a chat about him. Has he got a book? Is that what it is?
A tour, new tour.
A new tour. So we'll talk to him and hopefully get him to play the keyboards as well when he gets in. Just after 8:30 this morning, Rob DJ's quiz is on. He's going to be as giddy as a bucket of frogs.
He really will.
Brand new Radio X record of the week. All that coming up. And here's Stereophonics at Radio X. Electronics, Dakota, playing at Radio X.
Take a look at me now.
Go on, Kelly. Take a look at me now. He's a big Leeds United fan as well.
Oh, yeah.
Morsey in Liverpool says, surely if James Robinson's going to play the keyboards and you're going to turn it into a feature, call it Play It Again, Jam.
Oh, that's lovely.
Play It Again, Jam.
Blocked.
Oh.
That's good.
You could play, we could get you on in December. You could, Whitehaven's number one pianist, you could play Brown Christmas.
Yes.
No, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
We can't do that because it'd be fixed by then, the harbour won't be brown.
A browner shade of pale by...
Yeah. Lovely.
Harum.
Jingle Brown doesn't work.
You just taking the word bells there, Dom. See, I was going for colours.
Exactly. Yeah,
I was going for colours.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't got anything. I've got nothing now.
Brown Christmas, if you want a Christmassy song.
Goodbye, Brown Brick Road. That's a song, good idea. Where am I going with this? Hey, guess what? Guess what? Big news.
What?
It's Dolly's birthday today.
Oh, what?
Dolly's birthday. Happy birthday, Dolly. Can you believe she's 8?
No way.
Dolly's 8 years old. Happy birthday, dear Dolly. Happy birthday to you.
Very nice. Happy birthday,
Happy
Dolly.
Happy birthday, Dolly.
Wow, that's
8 years old. So there you are, just 2 years younger than James Robinson.
Yeah. That's it.
Have a lovely day, Dolly.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Right, time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £72 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Now, listen carefully. I want you to think of selling your car. Who's going to buy that car? Keep thinking. Struggling to know where to look? On Motorway, there are 7,500 verified dealers who are ready and waiting to bid on your car. So, start selling your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway.
So I was thinking I'd take you to Bistro Victoire tonight for our anniversary.
Nice idea, but that's in Paris and it's ages till payday. Oh, let's just order in.
I'm being serious. The flights and hotel are already booked. Unless you don't want to.
I'll be ready in 5.
So what do you want for dessert? I know a great place in Rome.
With deposits from just £25 per person and flexible payment plans, you can afford to go the extra mile. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
Hey! On today's 4 Till 7 thing, a departure for check-in, we say adieu to the most hated part of any holiday. Plus, conversation with dogs or chats with gadgets. It's talkies or techies. You choose. And TJ's terrific Tuesday Top 10, back by Grand Demand. Ladies and gentlemen, 90s bangers with French lyrics.
Did you say Grand Demand?
Grand Demand.
Très bien, n'est-ce pas? The 4 Till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. C'est un truc.
Get the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Now it's even easier to sell for free on eBay. I was thinking, maybe I should sell that juicer we've used a grand total of once. Or the shirt I've been saying I'll wear for the last 2 years, but never have. Or that tiger cushion the dog barks at every time he's in the lounge. Oh, is that it again? No, Bertie!
With new AI listing features and simple delivery, it's now even easier to sell for free on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. T's and C's apply. Excludes vehicles.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Were you missing Chris's voice for the last 3 minutes? Don't worry. Here he is.
Radio X.
So many texts about James playing the keyboards.
Really?
Megan texts me,
who's
our friend, saying, whoa, James, how the heck did James never mention this?
Yes.
What else can you do that we don't know about?
Loads.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Loads.
Morning, Megan.
All the other stuff that he's good at, we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Kidnapping women.
No, yeah. I don't do that.
Annoying me.
Yeah, I do that.
Looking like a little boy.
Yeah.
Now, all of those things.
All that, yeah.
Somebody else says, James said, you should do a more keyboard hour instead of a more music hour.
Yeah.
No.
Do you take requests, James?
No, I can't do requests.
Yeah, stop
you
playing.
Can freestyle much better than me.
But you play all the black notes as well as the white ones.
Is that the difference?
I don't really know to do that. You're very good.
Yeah. Mix it up.
Yeah.
If you just switched on, you missed this. You missed Dominic Byrne and James Robinson playing the piano.
I
played two chords. Pippa so far is still refusing to play. Yeah. Even though you know she'd come on and she'd give
wipe the floor with all of
proper
us.
Yeah. Somebody really going to play the piano.
I can't remember. I'm not even saying it to be modest.
Yeah.
Because I've made sheet music and sheet music.
I was about to say, why don't you do some good music?
Everyone's a critic, aren't they?
I can't really remember any of it, honestly.
We can print some sheet music off for you.
Yeah, but that means I'd have to sight read it all over.
We've got
again,
a music stand as well. There's a stand.
I'll just hold it.
Yeah, I just hold it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Captain Crabbit says, no, I'm not playing.
He's more of a drummer, isn't he?
Yeah. So what we need to do is basically get a set of drums in.
Yes.
Keys.
Yeah.
Guitars.
Absolutely.
And then we'll basically just be a really rubbish band every day on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be up for that.
Dominic Byrne has some letters, which we'll read after Beastie Boys. Kick it.
Kick it!